Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny.
And I'm Diana.
那今天呢，我们要说说非常有意思的一个话题，就是英语里面啊，其实也有书法。
Yes, calligraphy.
那当然提到书法 calligraphy, 我们首先联想到的就是汉字的书法。
Yeah.
However, in English, there is also a different form of calligraphy.、
Mm-hmm.
然后呢 ,Diana 还是我刚认识他的时候就说哇你这字写得好漂亮哦。
Thank you.
英语字写得非常漂亮。然后你说你自己就是蛮喜欢练这个英语书法的是吧
?Yes, I have,a couple of pens that I use for writing the cursive calligraphy.
Cursive 就是都连在一起的、
mm-hmm. yeah.
我们觉得很古典的
yeah,
让我们想到英国女王这些、
yeah. Yes, yes.
好那今天呢我们这期节目也是、跟就很有名的沪江英语一起、联合制作的因为他们最近有一个英语书写大赛那后来我发现、哎、原来其实在中国也有很多英语爱好者是喜欢这个English calligraphy, 所以呢大家有兴趣的可以到我们今天的推送里面来了解一下看看这些 appreciate all the beautiful English handwriting, 然后、yeah. and maybe you can try entering their contest, 也可以去参加他们的比赛大家到开言英语的微信公众号开放的开语言的言就可以看我们的图文然后参加我们的留言互动 OK Diana 前面说到书法这个词哦、
mm-hmm.
Very long 再跟我们说一遍吧
Calligraphy
Calligraphy、
mm-hmm.
Calligraphy 所以中文的书法也叫 Calligraphy
Yes、We would probably say Chinese calligraphy、
mm.
And Western calligraphy
我在澳洲上大学的时候我就有很混的这种中国同学修一科叫 Chinese Calligraphy 然后拿去 A+.
That's not fair.
对啊就混嘛。但是讲到这个 Calligraphy 呢我爷爷他其实是一个比较职业的书法家。所以 he was、
oh, wow.
a, yeah, calligrapher.
Okay, so like a professional...
对对对
calligrapher.
对
so cool.
Calligrapher 就是一个书法家对吧、
mm-hmm, right.
那但是也有比较口语的表达就是说一个人的手写啊什么的。
Mm-hmm. A handwriting.
就 handwriting 就行了。
Yeah. And then the more fancier term is penmanship.
啊 penmanship.、
Mm-hmm.
英语里面有什么 ship 就是好像一种艺术对吧一种 art.
Yeah, yeah.
那如果说一个人的这个、英语字写得好看难看通常会说 someone has really beautiful, really good handwriting、
yeah.
or really bad handwriting.、
Yeah. For the bad handwriting, we have a lot more,、I guess you could call them descriptions. We would say it's really sloppy.、We also use chicken scratch.
Chicken 就是一只鸡吗
Yeah.
就好像鸡这样
爪
子
yeah.
抓出来。
Yeah, like it's just very hard to read.、and it just looks like,you know, chicken scratch. Yeah.
Okay, so we hope that's not the case for you.
Yeah.
And if, 但是这外国人通常会练 calligraphy 吗？这是你们从小读书的时候学校会教吗 ？Or
so I remember when I was in third grade, we all had to learn cursive.
Cursive.、
Mm-hmm.
Cursive 的意思就是，它是
连
起来的，
来
mm-hmm. 对吧？
Yeah.
嗯。
And so that's the basic for.Actual calligraphy, if you go into calligraphy, because it is mostly cursive.
所以这个就是英语书法的基础，就是 you need to learn cursive.
Yes,
start there.
Right.
那其实我觉得我们一般对于英语的字体了解，可能就是从 Microsoft Word,
right, Times New Roman,
然后还有就觉得你把什么字体变成那个 italics 它就、
uh-huh.
就变得很漂亮
right right right
italics 其实就是就有点都斜斜的是吧、
mm-hmm. yes
这个斜英文可以怎么说啊
it's we would say like slanted
slanted
yeah or we would just say it's in italics
in italics,、
mm-hmm.
啊、所以就是意大利体，对吧？
嗯、mm-hmm.
那除了 cursive 连起来的，我觉得很多英语那个书法、啊、就是比如请帖上面 invitation、
mm-hmm. yeah.
especially wedding invitation、
yeah.
除了斜斜的以外，它还有像花一样的 like very floral、
oh, yeah, soWe would call those like all those little loops,
the
extra loops.
一圈一圈的。
Yeah, we call those flourishes or、uh-huh. embellishments.
就是像点缀装饰那
样。Yeah, because they're extras. You don't really need all of those.
啊、oh, ，所以那个不是标准，不是 standard， 就是你可以后面加一点，是吧
？Yeah, yeah.、
嗯那练这个英语书法的时候 do you have like special notebooks to help you? 就是 lined 那个笔记本的划线啊、
oh, Yeah, I think the standard one is basically three lines.、Mm. Most of our lowercase words are on the first. And then sometimes for words like J's and P's、mm-hmm. where they have a dropping part.
有一个一竖的。
Right,、mm. so then you would go into the lower row, and then for K's and B's, like, you would have to go to the top row.
啊、就是你们是三条线的那种笔记本就帮你来规范书写、
mm-hmm.
来帮你练习。
Yeah.、
就像我们、练中文字那个田字格一样。
Mm-hmm.
嗯、
yes.
Well, speaking of calligraphy, 我觉得对我们一般朋友来说可能真的去练这个英语 calligraphy 比较少 but、mm-hmm. everyone wants to improve their handwriting.
Yeah.
都想让自己写得好看一点对吧、
mm-hmm.
因为我觉得我们就来讲讲一些非常亲民的比较容易练的一些字体好了
OK
你觉得什么样的 font 是 you know it's easy to practice and in order to improve your handwriting
So a lot of people who start off learning calligraphy will start with the copper plate font
铜板体、
mm-hmm.
你说 start off 就是初学的时候会去练这个字体
Oh no, I'm talking about people who are interested in the art of calligraphy.
啊、oh, yeah. ，吓死我！因为我一看这个好难，然后就怎么练嘛？
对，
同学们，这个看起来就像英语王写出来的字一样。
Actually, when we started learning cursive in third grade, it looks a lot like the copperplate font.
你们三年级 third grade 就要开始写这样的字体
，Yeah，
这看起来就是，就是反正有 loops 这画圈啊，
yeah, yeah.
什么都连在一起。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
哎，那对于一个 native speaker， when you guys are judging someone's handwriting，
Yeah，
你们对于好坏，首先这个事情重要吗
？I think it depends on the person that you are。But, you know, someone's handwriting really does say something about the person, too.
因为你是华裔嘛、mm. 所以你应该知道在中文和中国文化里面就是、
yeah.
we play such a high importance on
yeah,
one's
yeah.
handwriting. 然后从小不断的练啊、mm-hmm. 练，而且中文也是一个书写很重要的文字。
Yeah.
但英语我好像感觉就是 maybe it's not as important, like、
it's、
the writing component.
Definitely not as important because I remember when I was a kid, my mom would make me practice my English handwriting、
mm.
because it was important. And I think it has to do with Chinese culture.、It's important, you know, to have nice handwriting.、
Mm.
But, you know, I have a lot of friends where I can barely read their handwriting. And some of my friends will say, I can barely read my own handwriting. So,
你们上学的时候比如字写的英语字写的不端正不标准老师会批评吗Would teachers call you out because your handwriting wasn't very standard?
Well, if they can read it, they're going to let it pass.
哦，是这样的。
Yeah.
Okay, 只要老师能看得懂就 okay.
Yeah, yeah.
好，那再说回一些字体啊，我觉得对 copper plate 就是 it looks very classic, 就是很古典，非常的漂亮。But very few people, native speakers, can do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you practice.
Yeah, and we all...A lot of us have forgotten, especially the uppercase letters. They look much fancier.
对对对，很 fancy.
But, yeah, but the lowercase ones, almost everyone knows how to write A through Z lowercase.
哦，对，既然讲到 uppercase, lowercase, 我们就说一下啊，就是大写和小写。
嗯哼，yeah.
大写是
Uppercase or capital letters.
对，两种说法都可以。Mm-hmm. 小写是
lowercase.
小写就一种说法。
Yeah, yeah.、
嗯、好，那还有一个字体呢，就是 哥特体，对吧
？Gothic.
其实 Gothic 就是一个很重要的 style.
Yeah, that's true.
You go to Europe, 就是那种 churches,、mm-hmm. Gothic churches.
Right.
然后还有什么 music, 对吧？音乐 Gothic.
Yeah.
Fashion
music, too.
Fashion, 对。我觉得这It always reminds me of vampires, 吸血鬼。
I can see that association.
就是有一点 dark, 阴森的感觉啊。Yeah, yeah. 然后是线条比较粗吧我感觉。
Yeah,、I think of like old newspapers.
啊、oh, 对。
They're big fonts.
诶你讲到报纸就是是不是 New York Times 还是什么 Washington Post?、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
你买他们报纸它这个报纸的名好像就是这种 Gothic,
exactly.
对吧我觉得接下来这个字体呢是比较容易上手的就是、意大利体。
Italics.、Yeah, I think it's also easier because you don't have to connect all the words.
啊就不需要 cursive 都连起来的、对吧、
yeah.
但它就是很端正看起来
yeah,
然后很漂亮。
Yeah, yeah.
端正英语可以怎么说
I think we would say standard.
就很标准。
Yeah, yeah.
Standard. 说完了很多就是漂亮的字体。前面你跟我说有一种字体 like,Everyone makes fun of it. 如果你手写写出来是这个样子的话
Right. Comic Sans.
Comic Sans.
Yeah.
这个大家可以到 Microsoft Word 里面、uh-huh. 你把那个字体改成怎么拼啊
C-O-M-I-C and then space S-A-N-S.
对这看起来 Comic 是搞笑喜剧的意思、mm-hmm. 对吧这看起来就是比较幽默的好玩的
You know, a lot of people who are experts at font designing and、basically these kinds of lettering, they love to make fun of the font because it's not standardized. And、yeah. it looks like someone, like a
像小朋友
10-year-old's handwriting.
对对对、yeah. 就是如果你看很多小朋友的视频啊或者这个、内容它很多的字体就是长这个样子。
yeah, yeah.
我其实很惊讶这居然还是一种 font, 还是一个字体。
Yeah, a lot of people still use it.
好那不管怎么样但其实我觉得我们 in everyday life, everyday writing,、
mm-hmm.
这学习者应该都没有什么字体。You just have a type, you know, like your、
yeah.
writing has a certain look.、
Mm-hmm.
但也很难讲它究竟是什么字体。
Yeah.
我现在看了一下我对照了图我觉得 my handwriting probably is Comic Sans 绝对没有前面的几种这么 artistic 这么艺术这么 elegant 这么优雅和漂亮
Right
那你写那个漂亮的字的时候 Does it actually take a lot longer 是会更花时间
Yeah definitely、Especially if you want to do it like the old fashioned way
对因为好像对于笔啊什么的都有要求是吧、
mm-hmm, Yeah, so there's a lot of kinds of tools, like people who are a little bit lazier will use the fountain pen.
A fountain pen 就是钢笔、
mm-hmm. Because the ink is inside the pen.、
Mm.
But some people want that, you know, they want the feeling of like dipping into、oh, the ink.
是用一只鹅毛吗 like the feather?、Pen?
Some people use that.
现在还有人练书法的时候会用那个要蘸墨水。
I don't think so, because it's probably not as durable.
You sound so geeky talking about.
yeah, probably.
英语书法奇客，但今天这个话题我觉得真的是 very fascinating, 很有意思，然后可能也比较小众，平时听到比较少，所以真的很高兴，因为戴安娜正好也是你的这个 hobby, 你的 passion, 可以来跟我们讲一讲。最后我想问的还是就是 like,In its everyday usage and application, 这 calligraphy, 比如你一直练，然后你的字也写得很好看，你朋友会不会说什么我要写 invitation, 你能帮我写写吗？
Oh, okay. So a lot of people, especially for weddings, they will, you know, want to either hire someone to...hand write and personalize all of their letters.
Oh, 真的?
Yeah.
所以也是有这个职业。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
就是请帖,特别是婚礼请帖,然后新人会去找一个专业的英语书法家帮他们手写请帖。
Yeah. And other times, if they don't want to go that route, it's a little bit more expensive. They'll still make the font like look fancier. They'll have it in cursive usually.
就是如果你没有那么专业，但是又想写的比较 elegant、mm-hmm. 优雅的话，就是 cursive 连写连起来。
Right, you'll pick a cursive font.
连的字体。好，那我们今天的推送里面，戴安娜找了很多非常漂亮的这个英语字体，各种各样的给我们大家一起 appreciate 欣赏一下，看一下啊。然后 ，if you're into English calligraphy， 或者你想给我们看你自己的这个手写，都欢迎到我们的微信公众号"开言英语"，可以发图片给我们。
Oh, they can.
对啊，因为我们很多用户。其实他们听我们的节目有做笔记，然后我看过几个都字写的是非常漂亮的。
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How we've been talking about English handwriting. 但我想我们大部分的朋友更有兴趣的就是 English speaking 英语口语。
Yeah.
对，这个其实是我们开言的老本行，是我们的 focus. So if you want to improve your English communication, your speaking for the new year, 大家可以到开言英语的公众号先尝试一下我们的免费课程。如果你喜欢的话，想学更多，那可以升级成为开言的会员，这样你每天可以学到非常实用、非常有意思的新课。好，那我们现在呢也有一个圣诞双人行的特惠，就是你平时购买的话，一人一年629已经很便宜了，但是送给朋友一个这种learning gift, 学习的礼物也很好，所以我们圣诞双人行的特惠呢就是两个学习的账户，一年只要998，所以大家可以买送朋友或者大家拼一下也是非常好的选择。 OK, thank you for listening.
We look forward to getting those photos of your handwriting.
对，我们下次再见，拜拜。
Bye. The way that I've been holding on too tight with nothing in betweenThe story of my life, I take